Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, here with you for another episode of The Steelers Connection. And Super Bowl 52 is in the books, which means that the 2017-2018 NFL season is officially over. Now we enter the dog days of the National Football League schedule. We have not much to look forward to, like still the NFL draft, free agencies coming up. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, there might be some other news. For instance, February 20th is the date when they have to make a decision on what they want to do with Le'Veon Bell, if they haven't agreed to a long-term deal with him yet. It's kind of, I always view the offseason as a fan and as an editor of the website as kind of stepping stones. You kind of reach stepping stones. You have to create some information and content in between those stepping stones. And one gets you to the next. And then eventually you find yourself at the end of June and early July, St. Vincent College, training camp, preseason work. And then all of a sudden, you're back at it again before you know it. But there is a long offseason. It's the longest offseason of all professional sports. And the one thing I've noticed, and I think a lot of this had to do with the Super Bowl, the Steelers fans had to watch the Jacksonville Jaguars, who beat them in the AFC divisional round, go on to New England, and they lose to the Patriots. Tom Brady goes back to the Super Bowl, Bill Belichick, James Harrison's there. It's not a fun situation for Steelers fans. But, thankfully, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots, and it seemed like for a second, all was right with the world. Steeler fans could cling to the fact that they still have 6 Super Bowl titles and everyone else that's below them has 5 or less. They can cling to the fact that Tom Brady lost, Bill Belichick lost, and it just seemed for a moment on Super Bowl Sunday that night after everything was said and done, that for Pittsburgh Steeler fans, all was right with the world. James Harrison didn't win a ring. He didn't go up to New England to win a ring. He went up there and lost. Tom Brady, who everyone was already dubbed the greatest of all time, and in no way anyone's better, he lost. But there's something that's been slowly growing amongst the Steeler fan base. Now, I can't speak for every single Steeler fan around the globe, because if you haven't figured it out yet, Steeler Nation is global. But for those that check Behind the Steel Curtain, whether it's BehindTheSteelCurtain.com or they follow us on Twitter at BTSteelCurtain, or if they're a member of our growing Facebook community of over 77,000 Steeler fans, and that's Facebook.com/BehindTheSteelCurtain, regardless of how I've communicated with you, I run the Facebook, I run the Twitter, and I definitely run the website. No matter how we've had some type of communication or whether I've read your comments or you tweeted at me, or the one thing that's growing amongst the fan base, and it's kind of disturbing for me, is this unbelievable insecurity and an unbelievable lack of confidence. This is weird for me. The Steelers fans have never been like this in, I would say, well, maybe possibly the Ben Roethlisberger era. But I just don't understand it. I really don't. And for me, I think back to the last two seasons. Okay, so 2016-2017 season, the Steelers get hot at the right time. They make the playoffs. They end up going to the AFC Championship game. And we all know that the New England Patriots smack them down in the AFC Championship game. It's from there that Ben Roethlisberger starts talking about retirement. We don't know what's going to happen with a player like Le'Veon Bell, who was injured in that game. And let's be honest, Martavis Bryant was suspended the entire season. There was a lot of question marks, and not to mention the fact that the defense didn't look like they could stop a high school varsity team, let alone Tom Brady and the Patriots. Tom Brady and the Patriots go and win the Super Bowl, and in 2017, as the team started to go through the offseason and the free agency period, which, by the way, in free agency, they did not make any splash moves. They brought in 2 players, Tyson Alualu and Cody Sensabaugh. That was it. And that's until they signed Joe Hayden. But there was always this confidence there. The fan base thought, you know what? Last year we didn't win, but next year, man, I've got a feeling that's our year. I've got a feeling that that's going to be the Steelers' season to finally beat the Patriots, to finally win, get to the Super Bowl again, and to win a potential Super Bowl. But this year is different. Now, last year, the Steelers had to go on that run just to make the playoffs. This year they finished 13-3, the number two seed. I understand that the Steelers' season did not end the way that everyone thought. I understand that it was unbelievably disappointing to see a team that looked, well, unprepared, not very motivated, and they look like they overlooked their opponents. That's disturbing. But is it really any more disturbing than the way the season lost, the way the team lost in 2016? Do you remember Brady and Chris Hogan? It was just really Chris Hogan. Just running rampant all over the Steelers? Did you feel better then? I feel the same. I honestly do. For me, I was disappointed with the way the Steelers season ended. But when you look at logistics and you look at reality, okay, people that want Mike Tomlin fired, I don't know what to tell you. He's not going to be fired. So you might as well just stop. There's a large contingent of the fan base that is so stubborn with their hatred towards Mike Tomlin and how they think he's a horrible coach. He's not going anywhere. So let's look at reality. Let's look at who the Steelers actually have coming back. And maybe I'm wrong because I'm actually confident in this team next season. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the one that needs to look at this and say, shoot, maybe there's more room for doubt than I thought. Offensively, let's assume the Steelers have Le'Veon Bell in the lineup some way, shape, or form. Whether it's a long-term contract or another franchise tag season, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying Le'Veon Bell is on the team. So you still have Le'Veon Bell. James Conner will be back. The offensive line pretty much remains intact. There might be one or two pieces that leave because they may be cap casualties, but the offensive line's intact. You have questions at tight end with Vance McDonald. I'd love to bring him back. He's going to have to redo his contract if that's to happen. The wide receiver position, their starting three is already set. Juju Smith-Schuster, Antonio Brown, and Martavis Bryant. Not necessarily in that order. They'll have to look for some depth at the position with Eli Rogers tearing his ACL in the playoffs. That's going to push him back. I don't know if he's going to be ready or be able to play at all next season, at least in the first portion of the year. But still, with Ben Roethlisberger under center, this team can contend, period. No doubt about it. Do they have to get the depth? Yes. Tight end? Yes, I get that. Wide receiver, fourth and fifth wide? Yes, I get all that. But this offense is still going to be one of the best in the National Football League. It does hinge on them bringing back Le'Veon Bell in some way. But the offense should be, let's back up a second. Not only should the offense be legitimate and be one of the best in the National Football League, they have a new offensive coordinator. And so finally, everyone's most hated coach, Todd Haley, is going to be gone. He is gone. He's in Cleveland now. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are turning to Randy Feitner and saying, this is your show. Ben Roethlisberger, this is your show. This is what fans wanted. This is what they've always wanted. So in terms of confidence, there should be a ton of confidence in the Steelers offense. The team that put up 42 points against a very good Jacksonville defense, a team, an offense that only got better as the season went on. I can only imagine once the offseason workouts start, once they get everyone back, you know, for instance, if Le'Veon Bell shows up and they don't have that mess, I don't feel like this offense is going to miss a beat. And now we go to the defense. Well, that's a different story. But when you think about it, yes, Ryan Chazier's loss is huge. And I'm not saying the guy's never going to play football again, but right now his concern is just walking and being able to live a normal life. Once he does that, then we'll talk about football down the road. But I think it's safe to say there's little to no chance that Ryan Chazier plays football for the Steelers next season. So they have a huge gaping hole in the middle of their defense at inside linebacker. That needs to be fixed. But the defensive front, with Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, and Javon Hargrave, that's still pretty good. I don't think Javon Hargrave had a great year. I think he might have been injured from the majority of it because, especially in the playoffs, you know, he left with the back. I'm not sure if that hindered him throughout the season and just finally kind of hit a tipping point. But the defensive front should be okay. Linebackers, that's a different question. We already talked about Shazier's absence. Vince Williams needs someone with speed next to him because Vince Williams is, as great as he is, he's your Larry Foote. You need a James Ferrier if you want to go back to those early 2000s defenses because it was James Ferrier that was a cerebral player, the rangy player, the guy that was able to do a lot, cover players, but also stop the run, where Larry Foote was more of a downhill, in-your-face, stop-the-run kind of guy. It's the same type of setup that the Steelers have going on now. So they need to find someone with speed and athleticism, whether it's through the draft or free agency. I'm not sure, but I don't think the answer is currently on the roster. That's LJ Fort. That's Vince Williams sliding over to the other side. I just don't feel that it's there. Now, one thing you also have to worry about is the back end. I finally, for the first time in a long time, feel like the Steelers, the cornerback, are not in a position where they need to go out and look for someone in free agency or look for someone early in the NFL draft. I mean, you have Artie Burns, Joe Hayden, you've got Mike Hilton, Cam Sutton, the rookie. You still could have William Gay and Cody Sensabaugh, both still under contract, and Brian Allen, the other rookie that they kept on the roster because they obviously like what he brings to the team. So cornerback, I'm not too worried about, but safety, well, that's a different story. Mike Mitchell has not played up to his contract. Mike Mitchell absolutely is going to be a potential cap casualty due to the fact that he's owed $8 million next season. He's not playing up to his contract. That's going to be interesting to see what they do there. They need to free up space, and Mike Mitchell has been on the top of everyone's list. Would I be stunned if he stays? Absolutely not. He's a Mike Tomlin guy. Mike Tomlin likes him. Mike Tomlin brought him in. Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert do not like to basically state, we made a mistake. They don't like to do that. I don't blame them. I wouldn't be shocked if he stays, but they need to fix that. Look, I get that the confidence might be wary on the defensive side of the ball, but you got to see how the offseason plays out. Offensively, to me, that's enough to have every single person confident. I just don't understand where this pessimism and lack of confidence comes from when you basically had the same defensive issues in 2016, and then in 2017, for some reason, the script is flipped, and now instead of being that group, that fan base says, you know what, next year's our year, people are saying, yeah, I don't think it's ever going to happen. Not sure what happened to Steeler fans. I know we're spoiled. We've always been spoiled. But at the same time, we have to be realistic. And when you look at this realistically, you have to see that the Pittsburgh Steelers do have a legitimate shot of being a contender in 2018 and 2019. And if you don't feel that way, well, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you, but I will tell you to make sure you check us out, behindthesteelcurtain.com, and check me out next time for the Steelers Connection. We'll talk to you later. Bye.